This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, April 4, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today, temperatures in the upper 40s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 11.06 a.m. and 11.26 p.m. The North Shore will be getting a boost in tourism funding thanks to a grant from the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Dustin Luca reports on salemnews.com that a grant of $1 million will be awarded later this week, covering North Shore and Merrimack Valley tourism. Plans are moving forward in Beverly to replace the Hall-Whitaker Bridge. Beverly Mayor Mike Cahill provided the city with an update on the project at his recent State of the City address.
The current plan is to permit and build the temporary bridge as quickly as possible. Once open, the state plans to demolish both the old Hall-Whitaker and the Kernwood bridges and to build their permanent replacement bridges at the same time. Once these are open to car traffic, they will then remove the temporary bridge. We remain in regular frequent contact, and I know we all, as Beverly's local, state, and federal elected officials, will keep pushing as hard as we can to move this project forward. We are determined to beat timelines whenever possible and to restore these state bridges to the service of our neighbors and our community as soon as humanly possible.
Beverly Mayor Mike Cahill on a project that is expected to take years to complete. The City of Lynn will be holding a public hearing on April 10 regarding the site of a proposed new Pickering Middle School. Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson informed the school committee last week that the price tag for a new school has increased significantly in the past 2 years, and the reimbursement levels from the state have not kept pace, creating a funding issue for the proposed new school.
As a result of the increase in the actual costs and the lack of continued increase in the reimbursement rates, we're looking at an effective reimbursement rate of something around 45%. So, in other words, the city would need to be paying for a majority of the costs. And so we have... raise this issue with the school building committee, raise this issue with our state delegation. The state delegation has been really tremendous in helping us think through various options and advocating.
Originally, Lynn was hoping for 80% reimbursement from the state, but that is certainly not the case at this time, according to the mayor. The Daily Item is reporting that Peabody High School has received a $60,000 school safety grant to implement a crisis intervention team at the school. The team will be in place to assist in preventing violence and assess threats. Congratulations are also in order for the Peabody High School Drama Club. Stage 1 was one of three big winners in the Drama Fest finals. Salem News reports that they won the top performance award for their performance and production of Yema. North Reading High School also received the top honor for their performance of Beautiful Burnout. Sports next with Bill Newell as two standout North Shore athletes are highlighted.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Red Sox lost to the Pirates last night, 7-6. Their series resumes tonight at 7:10 at Fenway. The Celtics play in Philadelphia tonight. Celtic Robert Williams on team goals.
And the number one seed is a goal for everyone. It may not be the biggest goal. And for us, it's not our biggest goal right now. I'm more focused on getting ourselves ready for well.
The Bruins will host Toronto on Thursday. Moynihan Lumber Student Athletes of the Month have been announced. PLNR hockey player Elise Mutie of North Reading High School was one winner. She had a great season, 10 shutouts in goal. How did she decide to become a goaltender? A very tough position.
So my dad was a goalie, and I used to go to his game, and I only ever wanted to play goalie. I only skated out for like half a season, I think. So always wanted to be a goalie, kind of all I ever wanted to do.
The other Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month is St. John's Prep standout hockey player Jimmy Ayers. He has a state championship in hockey and lacrosse. How did he get into playing hockey?
Right, yes. Yeah, so I got into hockey when I was pretty young. It was something that in the New England area, it's pretty common for kids to play. So I started out playing for my town team, Agawam. And I loved it, fell in love with it, kept playing throughout my years of middle school, playing club hockey for a couple different programs, the Vipers, Boston Junior Rangers, and the North Shore Wings is the final team I played on. So that was where I played outside of school.
The Prep's Jimmy Ayer is now very busy on the Prep lacrosse team. And this reminder, be sure to check out the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desks when they post with Nick and Nick on Thursday morning right here on our website. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.